Hey, C3 family. I hope you're having a good Friday so far. And we find ourselves just a few chapters left in Romans. We're in chapter 14 today. And another one of these things that if we don't know context, it's really hard to understand. That's why it's important for us to do things like what we're doing now with New in 22, so we can talk about some of the context, or getting a study Bible, or getting another resource, a concordance of some type, to help understand some of these tougher chapters that we just can't read and know what they mean unless we're familiar with the Bible. But he continues talking about things in their culture. And my, I don't know what your chapter is titled, but mine is titled The Weak and the Strong in one of my Bibles that I'm looking at now. And another one of my Bibles, The Weak and the Strong, is the other like subtitle here too. So we got to decipher who the weak and the strong are here. So as you read today, this can be confusing. The weak and the strong. So who is the weak and who are the strong? And we'll also be looking at this tomorrow or Monday in chapter 15. So it's important to know what Paul's talking about. So the audience, the strong are the audience that Paul is writing to. It seems to be the Gentiles who were free from the Old Testament law. In other words, the old covenant. They didn't follow all of the dietary restrictions and rules and circumcision and all of that, because Jesus had brought a new covenant and they were able to focus on Jesus's sacrifice for their sin and make their focus instead of on ritualistic things, just to make their focus on embracing living holy lives. So the big question here, so we know who the audience of the strong is, but who are the weak that this passage is talking about? There's a few different options on this. The weak could be talking about the Gentiles who were still following some of the pagan religious practices in their area. So that could have been the weak. Secondly, it could have been Jewish Christians that were still focusing or practicing a lot on the Old Testament purity laws and sacrificial laws, and they were just bound by the rules still. I'm guessing this isn't the case, as Paul himself continued to practice some of these Old Testament ceremonial laws. But most likely, thirdly, he's talking about the weak being Jews who observed the Old Testament law, or the Torah, or the Pentateuch, or the books of Moses, the first five books of the Bible, but who didn't yet believe in Jesus. So there's just some ideas of who the weak were here, but the strong, it seems to be talking about those who were free from the Old Testament law. Not that they didn't recognize what the Old Testament contained, but that they were able to focus on living holy lives because of what Jesus did on the cross. And Paul tells the audience in verse 10, he says, "You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat." Verse 11, "It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God." That is a quote of the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, I believe, that Jesus is talking about here. It's also very similar to a verse in Philippians, Philippians 10, that says every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so where we land on this for Romans chapter 14 is he is saying, hey, pretty much worry about you. Worry about you, your conscience, what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. And on some of these things that are up for discussion, let's not major in the minors. And so he was making some allowances for some of the small differences that people had in regards to what they should and shouldn't practice from the Old Testament. But the focus for us needs to be on the freedom that Christ gives us, so that our entire focus can be on living lives that are honorable, knowing that every knee will bow and every tongue recognize who Jesus is at the end. So with that, I'll be back with you on Monday, kind of related to chapter 14 in chapter 15 of Romans.